Any of those of you who like going out canoeing, kayaking, doing things like that, these are the exciting parts of the river. These are the parts that you're anticipating as you're going along these calm, still pools where you have to really paddle. You're not getting much flow behind you. So you hit these ripples, and all of a sudden you're dodging rocks, and water's frothing all around you, and as you shoot through those rapids or ripples. Well, these ripples, as you can see, are quite a bit different than the pools. Like I mentioned, lots of turbulence on the surface. You don't see much in the way of leaves or clay or silt and things like this because the water is running so fast that it just rushes and washes all those small sediments out. And you're left with the large gravels and cobbles and boulders. So the first thing you may be thinking about is, well, that would be a very hard place to live if I was a fish. And so, but there are some fishes that are able to live here, and I have a couple here with me that Kyle, once again, will dip out for me. Both of these species are darter species. And once again, you can scroll down, click on the river ecology section on the webcast, and you'll see a picture of a typical ripple, as well as these two species of darters. Now, the first darter he pulled out is called a dusky darter, and that's the first one that appears on your screen. Large black blotches along the side of his body, kind of a pointy snout, very thin and streamlined. You can go ahead and grab that. That'll be fine. The other darter is a lot smaller. Kyle may be able to pull one out, and that's the orange-throated darter. And from his picture on the webcast, you can probably quickly see where he gets his name. During the breeding season, the males get a brilliant orange throat to track their mates. And so thus he gets his name, orange-throated darter. Both of these fishes are very streamlined. They can hide behind the rocks, get out of the fast current. They want to hunker down on the bottom with their long pectoral fins. And so they're built for this fast-moving water. The interesting thing about darters is that when we were out in the Gulf looking at the scuba divers, they had all this scuba equipment on. The best they have are called buoyancy compensators, or BCs. Most fish, if you've ever done a dissection on one, they have like this balloon inside them called an air bladder. And they use that. That's essentially how they compensate where they are in the water column. These darters, and Kyle has netted out an orange throated. He's got lots of beautiful colors, orange and blue, more brilliant than a lot of the fishes you see in your local pet stores. And they're living just right here in our rivers in Texas. The buoyancy compensator is essentially absent in darters. They're not worried about going up and down in the water column. They want to live down on the bottom. It takes a lot of effort for them to get up into the stream and find a bug, one of the bugs that we earlier talked about or heard about, and grab one of them to eat. If you find darters in your stream, that's usually a good sign that the water's clean. The darters are, like I said, just very, very brilliant. Nice colors. This next section, we're going to learn about something else that we can find in rivers. And I'm going to turn it over to the mussel man.